Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh. It's great to see you guys. I have a perfect view. I miss everyone so much. My kids always say, Abba, you're missing out. This is a big thing they say. You're missing out. You're missing out. You got to see this. I feel I'm missing out by not being in Pennsylvania. And that's a chiddush because I'm in Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh. But the truth is that We're here now in Aderes HaTorah Yerushalayim, because I'm here in Yerushalayim, and because of modern technology, we are now hearing Divrei Torah from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh, the true home of Aderes HaTorah, and we're connecting the entire globe, and it's very, very exciting. Very exciting. And I miss everything. The only thing I don't think I miss is the first year barbecue. Not because I have anything against first year. I love first year, but every time it's dark outside and I ask people their names, and then I end up coming over to them 5 minutes later, I'm like, hi, my name is Chaim Dovstar. I'm like, I just spoke to you 5 minutes ago. I'm like, oh, sorry. So I'm happy that I don't have to go to the first year barbecue this year, but I would love to meet the first year Bachrim. I hear we have an incredible group, and it's hard to connect with Zoom because the neshamas need to see each other, the flesh and blood in the neshama mamish, but I'm happy to meet with anyone on Zoom and connect, even for the first time. So we're here. We're here in Aderes HaTorah in Pennsylvania, and the yeshiva was brought to you. It's incredible. The rabbeim came with tremendous mesiras nefesh. The Rosh Yeshiva, the rabbeim, they dropped everything, and they literally transported the yeshiva of Aderes HaTorah, which is Yerushalayim experience, and they brought it to America. And that comes with tremendous mesiras nefesh. And it reminds me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we know there's a mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachav, that if we follow in the ways of Hashem, then we are emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're dovek to them. And when Klal Yisrael went into Golus, the Shechina went to Golus with them. And all of these great rabbeim, our great Rosh Yeshiva and our great rabbeim, and all of those who've made this possible have traveled with you into Golus. And it's really amazing. And the question is, why? And this is what I'd like to be focusing on over here. It's so great to see you guys. I wish I could just give you a hug. Even if I would be in front of you, I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to go like this or like that. But it's great to see you. And I want to really understand, why are we bringing Aderes HaTorah to Pennsylvania? What exactly is the difference? There are yeshivas here. In fact, the Mir is in Ein Gedi right now. People are in Arad, all these interesting places. Why are you in Pennsylvania? And the answer is one singular nekuda. And that is that we want you to have the best start possible. The best haschalah, because everything goes after the haschalah. It's true that people are going to end up in bidud, in quarantine in Eretz Yisrael, maybe a little bit later. But once there's a good haschalah, once there's a great start of everything, everything becomes different. Everything becomes different. And this is the biggest haschalah, the biggest beginning that we've ever seen in my lifetime. And I'd like to explain why. And I'm not just talking about the beginning for first year Bachrim. It's their first time in a yeshiva like this, and they're going from 0 to 80 mamish in 2 seconds flat. That's not what we're talking about. There's another amazing beginning here that's happening that has never happened before in my lifetime. Never happened in my lifetime. The world itself and what we've gone through over the past few months has changed us so drastically, has changed the world so incredibly drastically that we need to start again. I mean, it's true, the yeshiva was open last month, but I think it was more of like a trauma ward for COVID-19 trauma, you know, just wandering around and making sure everyone stays off the streets. Now we're in yeshiva. Now it's mamish yeshiva, and we have to start again. There's a new haschalah. There's a new beginning. And this is very hard because a lot of times when we have a problem, I heard from the great Rav Shlomo Kanievsky, the Rosh Yeshiva, the son of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He said a beautiful muscle. He said, somebody breaks a leg. Rahman al-Islam, you know, but they know that that leg will heal. And it could be they'll say, it's healing right now. And now I'm getting very, very close. In a month, it'll be perfect. I'm not going to play ball this month because I want it to be really perfect. I'm not going to take a long walk on Shabbos to get to a Suda that's all the way on Saratskin. I'm going to still bring Mishalim from Eretz Yisrael because you guys are still Eretz Yisraelic. I'm not going to go all the way to Saratskin on a bad leg. I'll wait a month. I'll wait a month until it gets better. But what happens when you go to the doctor and he says, I have news for you. This leg is not getting better. This leg is not getting better. So now what do we do? Now what he has to do is learn how to live life with that leg. He has to learn how to live life with that leg. Because life has to be different now. Now he has to learn to play ball with that leg. He has to learn how to walk to Saratskin because he's waiting for something that won't happen. And he said, we've been waiting for this whole thing to be over. It's not over. It's part of our lives. And before we were sort of like, fumfering around until waiting till this be over. And now we need a new beginning. Elul is here and we're here to really start again, to begin. So let's talk about beginnings. Bachram come over to me, and this man they can't, but they could Zoom me and complain. And they say, it's so hard. I'm working like crazy. In high school, I didn't have to do anything, and it's difficult. And then, wow, 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 right? Complaining. You know what I tell these boys? Great. That's the best news that I heard. What? You're not sympathetic. You don't care about me. You're so cold and callous. Chas v'shalom. It says in Chazal, kol hascholos kashas. All beginnings are hard. How do you know if you're in a beginning, my friends? How do you know if you're starting something? Only if it's difficult. If it's not difficult, then you're either not starting something at all, or you're in the middle of something. So for example, if you have a guy, he's in second year, and he feels like things are just moving, so then he's not really beginning right now. He feels like last year was beginning, and this is a continuation. But he's just sort of coasting, so he doesn't feel the difficulty in it. But when you feel a difficulty, when you feel it's hard, whether you're in first year, second year, third year, whatever, that means you're starting, because kol hascholos kashas. All beginnings are difficult. Are difficult. Why? Why do Chazal say that all beginnings are difficult? The answer is a very simple idea. Simple idea. Why is something hard and painful? Because it's new, right? We have an idea called growing pains. What are growing pains? Right, a little guy, he starts camp 2 months later, and he's a big guy. His parents come to him, visiting day, and 2 months later, boom, he's a big guy. What happened to this guy? He grew. And we know that this comes with pains in the bones and pains in the muscles. Why? Because he was one way, and he's moving out of something. He's developing further. If he would stay in his tiny old body, of course it wouldn't hurt to just stay there. But he's advancing. And with every advance comes a little bit of pain, comes a feeling of kasha, of difficulty. And it's amazing. It's amazing because Chazal say that where do we find this concept of kol haskalos kashas? In Parshas Yisrael, Perik Yud Tes, Pasuk Hey. Mwah! If it was worth it for you to hear something from Yerushalayim just for this, and it's worth it for me to beam myself to Pennsylvania just for this nekuda. V'ata, im shamoa tishma b'kol liyishmartim es brisi. Now, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you listen to me now, Everything's going to be gavaldic. You're going to be the best nation in the world. Says Rashi. Let's just read a Rashi. Im ata tikablu aleichem. If now you accept the Torah, ya'arev lachem mikan ve'elach. It's going to be sweet from you from then on. Meaning right now it's very difficult. Why, says Rashi? Shekol hatcholois koshes. All beginnings are difficult. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, you're looking at this Torah, right? You're looking at morning Seder, right? After what we've been through. A real morning Seder, not one of these fake morning Seders where, you know, you turn on Torah anytime for that inspirational thing. You're like, right? And not one of those morning Seders where all of a sudden you're with your Rebbe, like, Rebbe, I'm with you. And then all of a sudden you take your video off on Zoom, right? You go onto your hammock with your pina colada. And like, Rebbe, I'm with you. No, you're not. Come on. Or you're cruising. Right? A real morning Seder. A real morning Seder now where we're holding is terribly difficult. You know why? Because it's new. It's new. And anything new will be and should be a little bit painful, a little bit difficult. The Maharal writes this in Chidushi Avgadis, in Shabbos. He says, Kol haschalas kashas. All beginnings are difficult. I love seeing you guys. It's great. It's great to have you here. Look at these faces. Mwah! Kol haschalas kashas. Why, says the Maharal? He says, because you're making a change. And when you make changes, there's going to be difficulty over here. There's going to be things that are hard. And I want to explain what happened to the world. The world is going into like a little cocoon. Things are changing. I was speaking to one of the most famous speakers. He gets paid to go all around the world and speak. And we were sitting with each other. And he was telling me how obviously all of his speeches have been canceled. But he tells me, I'll tell you what, I think my speeches are going to be canceled forever. Forever? What? You're such a famous speaker, such a dynamic speaker, such a great Rav. You know, he says, no, I think I'm done. He said, everybody's getting used to not having speakers, not going, schlepping somewhere to listen to what somebody has to say. He goes, I was speaking to one of the big owners of a company of suits. And he said, the suits are done. Suits are done. I mean, I still have a suit. I'm sure you're going to have suits, but suits are done. He said he's worried about his business forever. He goes, you know why? Because of course people need suits, but people are so used to pajamas right now. They're so used to pajamas. He says he Pasha doesn't believe he's going to be able to make a fraction of the money anymore because people got used to life in pajamas, into being in that place. Mamish there. And there was a story I heard about a professor. Mamish a professor, papa, papa, right? He gave his class in his bathrobe on Zoom. Why not? Right? Why wear clothes, right, if you're on Zoom? And I went through this. I always decide what should I wear on Zoom. The first time the yeshiva did a message for COVID-19, I wasn't wearing my jacket, and I was really informal, and I got a macha. Somebody wrote me an email, a chashav yid, saying, where's the Kavodat Torah, and how could you do that? And I wrote him back. I said, just to be honest, I was in my living room. I forgot that I was bechlal, you know, giving over Torah across the country, across the internationally. I'm just sitting in my living room. What do you want from me, right? And now I'm always deciding, like, should I wear a tie for this without a jacket? Should I wear a tie and a jacket for this? Should I not wear a tie or a jacket for this thing? So watch me carefully during different Zooms. As I sometimes have a tie, sometimes have a tie and jacket, sometimes have neither. Very exciting, right? But we're so getting used to this. We're getting used to this lack of activity. Going into our cocoon, Rahman al-Litzlan, just staring blankly at Torah anytime. The 3-minute inspirations even. It's like, this is so long.
When's this rabbi going to be finished already? But nothing, there's one thing that doesn't change, my friends, and that's Torah. And that's why throughout the generations, no matter what happens historically to all of the other nations in the world, Torah never changes. Because Torah always can rebuild people. They can get knocked down, and then they can end up rebuilding themselves again with the Torah. And that's what we have. We have a Torah that challenges us, that says, Kol Ascholos Koshes. It's going to be hard in the beginning, but we're going to rebuild ourselves. We're not going to make excuses for ourselves. Whoa, I've been through this and I've been through that. Whoa. No. That's for babies. That's for little girls. We're B'nai Torah. We're going to eat this Elzman for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're mamish going to eat our Gemaras. We're going to do this because we're ready to make that move forward. And the Chasam Sofer says something incredible. On the Pasuk, right? We know it. Unfortunately, some people only know it as a song, but it's also a Pasuk, Baruch Hashem, right? Nitzor l'shon chameiros v'sechem mitzaber mirma sur meirav asei toiv. Stay away from bad, do from good. Bakei shalom v'rod feihu. Be mevakei shalom and run after. Run after it. I would have translated the Pasuk the following way. Request shalom and run after it. I think that's the Pashup shot. Listen to this Chasam Sofer in Drushes. This is what he says. No. He says, a person needs goals in life. They need challenges. They need challenges. They need tension because that's what makes them grow. And they want to overcome. So they're Bakei Shalom. There's something that's hard for them, but they want to pull through until they feel at peace. Until they feel they got there. Wow, now I'm enjoying this again. Now I can sit for long periods of time. Now I can hear long shakla vitayas in my head and make cheshbonos in the Gemara. I can read a Reb Kiva Eger. I can read a Rashba. I can read a Reb Chaim. It's all happening again. Says the Chasam Sofer, a person charges through the difficult beginning and he gets to shalom. Peace. It's good. I got there. And then you know what the Chasam Sofer says? Don't stop! Run Fehu! Start running again! You feel shalom. You feel that you're chilled. You feel that you're done. Don't stop. Move again. Find a new challenge to conquer. Bakei shalom. Have a goal that you want to get to. And as soon as you get to that shalom, run Fehu. Start running again for a new challenge. This is what makes great men. This is how we conquer things. And it's a Mefurish Rambam, as always. The Rambam has it, Mefurish. The Rambam writes, in Hilchas Deis, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'halachta b'dracha. There's a mitzvah, minat Torah, to have the midas of Hashem. Just like Hashem is rachum, is merciful, so too we should be rachum. All of the wonderful midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to try to get them. The question is, how do we get them? Says the Rambam, the secret. V'ketzad yargil adam b'deis elu ad sheyichvu bo. How does a person get these midos? Yaseh v'yishana v'yishalish. Let's say he wasn't somebody who was so nice to people. So he starts cleaning up the room just to make his roommate happy. He likes a messy room. He cleans it up once. Then he cleans it up twice. He cleans it up three times. He loves a mess, but he's doing this for his friends. Says the Rambam, it starts off as hard. I don't want to do this. I don't care about this guy. I love messes. What does he want for my life? He's so uptight. And he keeps doing it. What happens? Ad shiyu maisim hein kalim alav. How does he know he's done with his work and he got the midah of Hashem? When it becomes easy. V'lo yabem tareach. And it's not hard for him to clean the room anymore. V'yikvu adez b'nafsho. He's arrived. It says Mufurish in my Rambam This is how we grow. We find something that we want. I want to be a better person. I want to be more sensitive. And I work and I schwitz. And it's hard. And it should be hard. You know why? Because Stark, you didn't care about your roommate before. You didn't. And therefore, every move in that direction, no, I don't want to do it. I feel like it's a growing pain. I'm busting out of myself. Until the point where it's geschmack. It's gewaldig. And that's the pshat in the Rashi. That's what Rashi said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at Matan Torah, Ata, now be mekabel the Torah. Why? Kol haschalois kashais. All beginnings are difficult, but afterwards it's going to be your arev lach. It's going to be sweet. You know why? Because you will be more developed. You will be greater. You will have arrived at that point. And you know what? Then you won't stop. You'll find a new challenge. You'll find something else. You know, it's very dangerous to stop growing. I had a friend who told me when he finished writing a book, he became depressed because there was so much about the book, the book, the book, the book. And then all of a sudden the book's out. What do I do now? Right, so Yadua that Neil Armstrong, after he went to the moon, he became an alcoholic. What exactly do you do after you go to the moon? I mean, like, what exactly can you do after that? Right? The answer is find something else. Saturn, Neil Armstrong on Saturn. Get there, Mars, Jupiter, whatever. A person always has to be challenging himself to new frontiers. And the Mesillas Yesharim says in Zrizus, he writes, Zrizus is about being a go-getter. He writes, Omnam hisboinin oid, parak zayin, shekamoi shehazrizus hu toledes haislatus hapnimi. It's true, there are certain people who, they're on fire. They just want to do, and they want to go, and they want to accomplish. They want the whole mesech to be eon, every Rashi, every Taisus, in and out, up and down. That's where they're holding their hearts, right? But we're not there. We don't feel that way. So what do? Us simple people. So he says the following. He says, V'hainu, ki mi shemargish atmo b'maisa mitzvah k'moshu b'mar tnuasa chitzona. If you get yourself moving and going and doing, mamish taking over the place, physically getting in the zone, if you get on fire from your actions, you start running, you start doing, you start screaming at your chavrusa for the very first time in your life. That is not shot in Rashi. Get out of here, David. Let's get that going, right? We're such losers sometimes because one guy screams in the base measures and everyone's like, he's so rude. What's he doing? Girls, come on. Let's be men. This is the base madras. It's a battleground. Try to scream at your chavrusa, even if you think you might have a point, but scream anyway. And you'll get on fire. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, there'll be a link between your outward actions and your inward feelings. And people just let themselves sit for so long. And the entire world has been sitting. And I'm talking to myself right now, my friends. I'm talking to myself right now. I'm trying to train myself slowly into this matzav. I had a learning today. I learned a couple siddurim, but I'm saying to myself, Stark, if you were in Hadera Siddur in Pennsylvania, you would have learned better. You would have learned starker. Let's go! You're lazy, Stark. It works. Trash talk yourself. Kol haschalos kashas. This is good. And you know, there's something amazing in science. There's something amazing in science that they discovered. They thought it was an impossibility. Something very fascinating. The basic understanding of science until not too long ago is that nothing in the body can develop, right? Your hands don't get develop. They don't grow into different hands. They don't change, right? Your legs don't change. Your eyes don't change. And they thought that your brain doesn't change, that your brain doesn't change. But it's now proven and it's a done deal. There's something called neuroplasticity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in our brains the ability for it to wire itself at different times, wire itself and rewire itself. And they found that people who sit and just look at things, especially technology, they only can use a certain small part of their brain, and their whole brain gets rewired to only use that little part. And that slowly, as they develop themselves and they work, all of their brain starts rewiring. Niflos HaBoire. Actually, Hashem is recreating our brains. Mamish. It's mamish in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us start again. Lets us rewire ourselves. And I once was at a bris before one of the shmuzim, and I met Rav Asher Arieli, the great Rav Asher Arieli. And I said to him, I'm about to give a shmuz to the Bachrim on Mesikas HaTorah, on the sweetness of Torah. What message would you give them? This was a real opportunity. And he looked at me and he said, tell the boys, Hashem is a Melech Oizer. He was quoting from Shmon Esrei, Melech Oizer Mashiach Hagein. Hashem's a Melech Oizer. He's a king who helps. He will help us. A king is all powerful, but he's a king that helps. And I never thought in Shmon Esrei that before. I used to say, Melech, Hashem's a king, who's Ozer Mashiach Magin, those three things. But after I had this conversation with this great Magid Shir, Mamish, for the biggest Magid Shir in the world, Rav Asher Arieli. Now I say, Melech Oizer. I do it quickly. Hashem's a king that helps. A king that helps. We have to remember, we're a being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El is about being Mamlech Hashem. And Hashem wants us to be his subjects. And Hashem is a Melech Oizer. He's not a king who's just sitting there waiting for us to fail. Hashem is there to be oizer, the oizer, the oizer, the oizer. And the amount that could be achieved in this zman of El is lo yu'umen ki super. A person could take off, could take off. This is the biggest beginning in my lifetime. And in my lifetime, I can't speak for other people's lifetimes, but in my lifetime, this Elul is the greatest beginning of yeshivas. And we're not in quarantine. We're actually in yeshiva. We're not in Ein Gedi. We're not in Arad. We have everything here. Our Rabbeim left their families to come to make the yeshiva for us. They gave up everything so that we could have a good beginning. Let's do this, and Be'ezus Hashem will experience the kol haschalas kashas. Anytime it's difficult, you go, yeah, right, we spoke about this. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard to get up for shachris earlier because I've been used to getting up at who knows when. It's supposed to be hard to sit in front of a gemara. It's supposed to be hard to follow a shir that doesn't have cool lights in the background. Woo, sparkly lights, right? And diagrams flying around the screen, right? It's hard. It's hard, but only for a short period of time. And then we'll reach the shalom, and then we'll go Radfeu back again. I love you all so much. I miss you all so much. Just keep making us proud. I'm so proud of you that you're there and you're steiging. I heard about the feeling of Aliyah that's there. I'm jealous. I hope it will affect me. You should all be zeicha to Aliyah's that you've never had in your lives, that should just go mechayel el chayel, be'ezus Hashem, kol tov.